Hello, it's Gabriel okay. McBird here.
What
Gabriel McBird, which I'm also known as.
Why?
I'll explain that. I mean, it's not dodgy. It's just I'll explain it by the time. It's only 10 minutes of a boo. However, I'm at Mr. Roberts. And first of all, before... Yeah, I'm at Martin Roberts, and he did some sexy ham. Yeah, Kirsten and Martin, or Martin and Kirsten's. And he did some sexy ham earlier on in Rolls. I'm allowed to reveal most of who was here, apart from one, and if I do that, I'll be killed, so I won't. So there's Danielle and there's Martin and Kirsten and myself here now.
Hiya.
And basically, Martin's ham that they cooked was lovely. It was done in, Coca-Cola?
Coke, sugar.
Wild turkey.
Coal, sugar, wild turkey bourbon.
Wild turkey.
Yeah. And it was really smoky. It was really smoky and rich and yeah, just really tasty. And we had it in rolls with I had pickle and pickled onions, and there was stuffing as well. It really was a Christmas treat. So that is the recording of that. And because it's relatively brief, however, this is later on, and being fat gets that we are, this is a Chinese. As a starter...
It's just
for
yourself.
Yeah.
Thank you for you,
Tom.
Thank you. Yeah, the pizza's a little greasy. I've had a lot greasier.
That's so nice.
We'll have a piece of it if you want.
Yeah? No.
You're welcome.
No, it's okay.
Okay, up to you.
Shall I come and get it?
I'll come and give it
you. Mm.
Ooh.
Yeah, well, so the first part was on the...
snotted in my suit. Yeah.
You know the Chinese suits, you think there's some egg white in it,
yeah,
right?
It's going to smell, yeah.
Nasty.
No. Yeah, so onions, peppers, chilli, and bits of sort of covered squid and prawn in breadcrumbs. Quite sexy, quite nice.
I thought it was quite spicy. I need one
of
you.
Yeah, quite spicy for sure.
Should you try it for me?
You're welcome to try it and then you can decide.
Martin?
I don't know.
Did you just get the same then?
No.
Is that the squid and prawns?
Yeah.
Are they coated or?
Yeah, they're coated in breadcrumbs, yeah.
Well, can I try it?
Yeah, definitely.
I forgot what you'd ordered, so I was just a bit like.
Oh, yeah, just take one, is that right?
Thank you.
Did you jump on this?
No, not yet, because I'm going to have to, I'm tackling this soup.
Tackling the soup, all right, I'll save one.
Okay,
so that's,
they're very fishy, I know that sounds stupid. Do you know what I mean, though?
Yeah, they, it tastes very clearly of fish.
How dare they be seafood and all that,
but... Yeah. Anyway, stop this for now. I didn't get around to recording the rest of the Chinese meal that we had. It was reasonably ordinary, really, partly because we asked them, or at least Martin and myself asked them, to do us a kung po chicken and really spice up spice the dish up. We also asked for boiled rice with chilies, and they didn't put chilies in the rice. Which was disappointing, really. We should read what they're doing, and they didn't. Yeah, they should read the notes, because we ordered on Hungry House, which is generally quite an easy-to-use app, by the way. And they didn't. They just took no notice, which, so it turned what should have been an absolute belter into just a... an average sort of Chinese, really, not too expensive. But we had the rest of the gammon that was left the next day with pickled onions and also some Iceland chicken kebab that should do like a teriyaki sauce. And they were, welcome to the land of chicken shop, really. I mean, Martin did say when he got them out, these are sort of, you know, a bit cack, really. And he's probably right. I mean, they'd have been better, a bit more spiced up, because it was little tiny pieces of chicken threaded on, you know, skewers. I mean, the whole thing was quite sort of thin. It's the sort of thing I'd expect to have found in Iceland, though. I believe he said the chicken kebabs came from Tesco. Anyway, I've now landed in Worcester. Got there last night. It's about 5 a.m, really, just kind of woken up after a night's sleep I desperately needed. When I only had a couple of pints last night, but I could barely keep my eyes open. Well, I don't know if they opened very much anyway, but could barely keep my head in focus. I'm really knackered. So sleep was very much appreciated. It's New Year's Eve, and we'll be out doing some wandering later on. Hopefully going to go to a place called Burger Works. Although there's also apparently a nice pasty shop, so all that could change. I suppose we'll make a decision as the day unwinds. And there's a party this evening, of course, so look out for more audio booze. I should add, by the way, just a little bit about the gammon that Martin did at Kirsten's. It was only quite cheap. It was, I think they got it for about £3 odd. It's pretty big, and you can boil it. I suppose you do effectively boil it in a slow cooker with about an inch worth of the liquid. I think they just put everything all in there. Some people choose to do it with garlic and spices, that, you know, things like chili and that in water. That also works. Either way, you can have about an inch of liquid in the bottom, or perhaps a couple of inches in the bottom, and leave the thing to cook in whatever juices or marinade you decide to use, and it really does turn gammon into something special. And it's never a very expensive meat. You can either use gammon and soak it for a bit to get rid of some of the salt before you cook it, or you can get boiling ham, which is a similar kind of thing really, but perhaps a little bit less spice, a little bit less salted. Either way, I think to buy it smoked is obligatory, really, for extra flavour and taste. And it's something that's available much of the year round, really, not just Christmas. And it's something I've done before and seen other people do, and it's a great use of a slow cooker. The problem is, if you're living on your own, of course, you have one hell of a lot of meat then to chomp your way through. I did once assess someone who claimed that you should eat a piece of meat no bigger than a tennis ball each day. Well, if you were eating bits of meat the size of a tennis ball each day from your ham, that would last you, well, longer than the life of the ham, really. You'd probably do about 8 days, and I wouldn't really want to keep, although it's salted, I'm not sure if I'd want to quite keep it in the fridge for 8 days. I think it is salted, so probably 3 or 4 would be fine.